brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. My name is Quimby. I am your host this evening, along with three other illustrious hosts and one beautiful intern. However, she seems to be taken these days by a Tampa Bay quarterback. We don't understand it quite yet, but we're working on it. We're working on it. Everybody, I am joined by Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas. What's up, Tank?
Chilling. How you doing this evening?
Mr. Chris Sackmaster. What's up, brother?
Man, another day in paradise, brother, and unlike you.
Yes, sir. And our favorite shut-up, Michael Diaz. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Happy to be with you all and excited for the show. I like your little Star Wars-themed T-shirt you're wearing down there in Costa Rica.
I'm trying to start the Tico First Order, bro.
Cool.
First Order down here.
A bunch of dorks down there, too?
Yeah, man. No. not everybody can be as cool as you, man. Unfortunately.
That is true.
This is true. And of course, Super Sam Brady. How are you, sweetheart?
I've accepted it.
I can see that. Mrs. Samantha Brady, we like it. All right, everybody. Great stuff right now. Super Sam Brady, always a pleasure. All right. We have a special show lined up for you tonight. First of all, this is week 7 of the I'd Pipe Sean's Girlfriend Watch, and I would still pipe Sean's girlfriend, just so everybody is aware and knows. You guys, welcome to another edition. Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, brought to you by Bud Light. Make sure you download the iHeartRadio app so you can listen to all three shows. Green Legion Radio, Ice to Shorts, Winter Sports, Get Tanked Happy Hour, and coming on March 28th, Baseball Brunch with Greg Murphy and Chris Sack. We are looking forward to that. That is going to run live every Sunday from 11 a.m. till noon down at the stadiums. That is a live show with Murph and Sack, so be prepared. We have a ton of stuff to get through tonight because, in fact, we're going to give you our little tribute to March Madness. And as we are all movie fans here, we are affectionately titling it March Movie Madness. All right, we have a bracket. We have our bracketology of 64 of the best sports movies that were ever filmed, written, dedicated, tributed, everything. However, you're going to pick and we're going to pick. So, everybody, we're about to start March Movie Madness. We're also going to talk some Eagles. We're going to talk some Phillies. We're going to talk some Flyers. We got the second half of the Sixers season coming up. We got plenty of sports to talk about. But we're going to go through regionals. I have my own regional. Tank has his own regional. Sackmaster has his own regional. And Diaz has his own regional. Seeded 1 through 6. And we're also going to send you a link, you guys. Let me see if I have it right here, right now. That is not it. I'm going to get you guys a link where you can fill out your own bracket and submit it to us. We're going to give away a 4-pack of tailgate tickets for whoever's closest to what our panel decides are and is the best movie out of the 64 that we have chosen. There's some movies in there that I have not seen. There's some movies in here the boys haven't seen, so we might have to give them a little bit of help, but you're not going to hear or see When We Were Kings. That's a movie about Muhammad Ali. Brian's Song, Murder Ball, Pride of the Yankees, The Hurricane, Riding Giants, which is a big surf movie. Big Fan, The Damned United, Bang the Drum Slowly, Sugar, Dogtown and the Z-Boys, Heaven Can Wait, Tyson, Victory, Girl Fright, The Express, Bend It Like Beckham, Something for Joey. You're not going to see these in our bracket. They didn't make the list, although some of them deserve to be. It's just none of us has seen it. Diaz, what's up?
Is Ladybugs on? Did that make the cut?
It didn't make the cut, but that is a damn good movie. Damn good movie.
Oh, God. That's just
perfect.
The whole outlook.
Perfect.
Of you, sir.
Exactly. Okay. So, anyway, what we're going to do first, we're getting through our sponsors. We're going to have our little Hollis. What happened this week in sports and what happened in Hollis history, and then we're going to bang right into the regionals. I've got some clips. We'll see how fast we get thrown off of Facebook Live. Looking forward to that again. But anyway, Green Legion Radio is brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light, Stateside Vodka and Bourbon, MCS Construction, Services. That is the largest residential contractor in the Philadelphia area. Make sure you check them out. TheNextSip.com. Great for children's birthday parties. And if you just don't feel like using your hands to drink anymore. All the Cavanaugh's restaurants, Cavanaugh's Riverdeck, Cavanaugh's Head House, Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse, our good friend Paul worked in the basement bar, and of course, University City, Cavanaugh's at 39th and Sansom. All the beautiful girls trying to get through med school at Delilah's, make sure you support them. All City Fitness, Philadelphia locations, and of course, across the bridge at Echelon Health and Fitness. All right, everybody, so let's get to it right now. What happened this week in Hollis history, and what happened this week in sports history? I think we got a little bit of a shortened version this week, right?
Yes, we do. Today is March the 13th, 2021. It's the 73rd day of the year. There's 293 of these puppies remaining. Today's national, we're going to start off with the national holidays. Today's national holiday is, I put Fetty Pack Day in here. I wanted to put Fetty Pack nice. Day, and I wanted to put Kent. Today is Ken Day. Today is actually the day that Ken is actually
the Ken doll.
The Ken doll.
That's what. So like Diaz's private parts.
Yeah.
Hey, I was going to say Tom Brady. Come on, we're on the same team here, Q. Let's go.
And just like a star, Ken. There's a problem. Excuse me, tongue tied. There's a problem with Ken's birthday because they don't know whether it's the 11th or the 13th in 1961.
Really?
So, yes. And I got a couple of quick events here. The quick events are as such: on March the 10th, 1962, due to a no blacks policy by a hotel, the Phillies as a team left that hotel and went 20 miles outside of Clearwater to another hotel. And this is the day that the NFL adopted
instant replay.
Yes, in 1986.
Nice.
And then also the one thing that how this thing got started. I'll say how all of us got started doing what we're currently doing.
Okay.
Last year, what happened around this time?
Oh, that's right.
Around this time, they canceled March Madness. They paused the NHL season and all of that. So it's
COVID. This is a year into COVID.
Yeah, and none of us. I don't know about you guys, but I didn't think that it was gonna happen.
I didn't think it was going to
happen. You got to blame Rudy Gobert. I mean, why do we let the French in here anyway? You know what I mean? What the hell?
And I got a couple of quick birthdays here. I got 1971, Curtis Conway, only because he's married to Leila Lee. In 1973, Dan Wilkerson. And in 1972, the rapper Common. And today I don't have any stories. I kind of wanted to get into it. I've been doing the bracket thing all day. So I was looking at all the movies, and I still got Ernie McCracken on my mind.
So. I don't know how you get Ernie McCracken off of your mind, bro. That's fantastic. All right. Well, let's get to it, shall we, boys? I think this is as good time as any, right?
Yeah,
all right. So everybody, thanks, Dank. That was awesome, man. Just so you know, we have a Quimby regional. We have a Tank regional, we've got a Diaz regional, and we got a Sack regional. And what we're going to do, in lieu of one big kick-ass or jackass segment, we're going to have individual kick-ass or jackass segments after we go through all the movies that are in our region. So 1 through 16, all right, in the Quimby region, I'll go first. When we get that done and go through that kick-ass or jackass before making any selections, we're going to either take a break or we're going to talk just a little bit of Eagles football. Let those selections sit in.
Is the content, do we have to put our selections on or do we do our bracket? Because maybe it's a contest.
The contest is going to be our listening audience versus the panel. So Sam is going to record our selections as we pick them. So if it's 2-2, like you and I pick one movie, over Sack and Diaz to pick another. Sam picks it, and she's the tiebreaker. All right? Super Sam Brady, you good with that responsibility? Excellent. Glad you are.
You're plugged in. Is your mic plugged in there, Super Sam?
I said yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Into the mic.
It's good. All right, everybody. So let's go through this. These might be movies you've seen. These might be movies you haven't seen, but – overall, I can safely say they're you've heard of all of them. I guarantee that. So, in the Quimby regional, which we can consider the East, as my one seed, we've got Field of Dreams going up against 16 seed Radio with Cuba Gooding Jr. Number 8 versus number 9 in this bracket, Invincible versus Friday Night Lights. A League of Their Own against Happy Gilmore. That's an interesting one because that's a 5 versus a 12 seed. Happy Gilmore being the 12 seed. You could see our first 5, 12 seed, up seed of 5 here. 13 versus 4. 4 being, remember, the Titans, and 13 being the newest Longest Yard movie. 6 versus 11. Bad News Bears, the original, versus Waterboy at 11. Number 3. Versus number 14, Million Dollar Baby versus Cool Runnings. Number 7 versus 10, that would be Rocky IV versus Coach Carter. And number 2 versus 15, that would be Robert Redford in The Natural versus Matthew, what was his last name?
Modine?
Modine, yes, in Vision Quest. All right, so 1, Field of Dreams. 2, The Natural. 3, Million Dollar Baby. 4, Remember the Titans. 5, A League of Their Own. 6, Bad News Bears. 7, Rocky. 4, 8, Invincible. 9, Friday Night Lights. Coach Carter at 10, The Waterboy at 11, Happy Gilmore at 12, 13, The Longest Yard New, Cool Runnings at 14, Vision Quest at 15, and 16 is Radio, everybody. And in spirit of that, I would like to have our first segment of Kick-Ass or Jackass, and let's get into that right now. So this is an I'm gonna get beat up pretty hard on this one right from the beginning, because I believe all of us can agree Field of Dreams just one of the greatest sports movies of all time. It's a number one seed.
Excuse me, one of the greatest movies ever, necessarily just sports.
Agreed.
Everyone loves that movie.
All right, but I'm going after and I'm hitting hard. The most intense scene of the movie, period. All right. Dwyer Brown. Does everybody know who Dwyer Brown is?
Doc Brown.
No. Dwyer Brown. Jackass. No. Michael Diaz. Jackass. No. Dwyer Brown is the person that was the actor casted for Ray Kinsella's father, John Kinsella. The catcher behind home plate. The catcher who does not know how to catch a baseball or throw a baseball. And if you have ever watched that scene, watching him catch it and watching him throw it is like watching I can't say it anymore.
A little leaguer?
You know, we're gonna run into this a lot, Quimby, which happens a lot. They hire actors that don't know how to shoot a basketball, throw a baseball, swing. Like, I mean, it's there's good actors that know how to throw a baseball. When they throw it all discombobulated, you could tell they just were on the theater stage throughout their entire life, never played even like Little League baseball.
Zach.
Plus, he also plays a minor role. I mean, he's only in the last 2 or 3 minutes of the film. I mean, you couldn't fill that in with somebody that could actually do both of those things.
Right. Now, so hold on. We're getting into it too far here. But on that note, because we just want to go Kick-Ass or Jackass, I'm going Jackass. I think you needed to cast somebody that actually knew how to throw a freaking baseball. But you realize that he wrote a book. He has gone on record. He's 60 years old now and has gone on record that, it was right on the topic that you just said, Zach, his 15 minutes of fame. He said, no, it was only 6 minutes. I'm still owed 9 more. And he's actually written a book about that and how it is the gift that continues to keep on giving. Anytime he's out in L.A., somebody walks up to him and says, want to have a catch? And if he's got a baseball around, he'll go out in the parking lot and throw the ball with him. It's pretty funny. But casting Dwyer Brown for John Kinsella in the movie Field of Dreams, Kick-Ass or Jackass, Zach?
I enjoy the end of the movie, and I cry every single time. So people will come, Ray. So I'm going to say Kick-Ass.
I'm going to say, the question is the casting Jackass. That's a casting director should have been fired. Jackass.
Thanks, Sam.
Jackass.
I'm going to say Jackass. Sometimes you got to get somebody with more qualifications.
Now I got an easy one for you. We're going to go around the horn here. Sack Diaz, Sam Tank. Bob Barker's performance in Happy Gilmore.
Kick ass. And I'm telling you, in Happy Gilmore, the senior tour, my man needs to make a cameo. I don't care if it's one shot of Happy Gilmore. He needs to get in there and pop him one more time. Kick ass.
Kick ass, totally. We just talked about a catcher who can't throw. Bob Barker, you would never think he'd be able to throw a punch. He delivers a solid punch there. Kick ass.
Yeah, he does.
Kick ass.
Kick ass. The price is right, bitch.
Hold on a second. Actually, just so we have it ready to go.
The price is wrong, bitch.
I've had it. He's ready to go, man. I'm set. I'm ready for this show, baby.
I think you've had enough. No, now you've had enough.
The Bad News Bears new movie with Billy Bob Thornton.
I haven't seen it, nor do I really feel like it, so I'm just going to say Jackass.
Yeah, Jackass. No interest in seeing it.
I saw it. It wasn't awful, but it was still Jackass.
It was Kick-Ass. It was one of the remakes that I liked. It mainly because they brought it to now, and it was kind of funny. Billy Bob Thornton's a clown.
Honestly, that I didn't put that on there because I knew none of you jackasses would actually appreciate it. If you haven't watched it, watch it. It is hysterical. It is absolutely hysterical. And Billy Bob Thornton is an excellent, excellent scumbag alcoholic.
Yep.
Just perfect. The Jamaican bobsled team.
Oh, kick ass. I hate to say this, but I cry at the end too when they get accepted by everybody, by all the countries and all the bobsledders. I love the end of that movie. It's fantastic. Kick ass.
We're like three kick ass or jackass questions in, and Sack has cried at two of them. Kick ass for the Jamaican bobsled team. Everyone remembers rhythm. Cool runnings. Yeah.
Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme. Definitely kick ass.
Get on up. It's bobsled time. Cool runnings.
It was definitely kick ass. It was a Dougie Doug in that piece. Man. Funny as hell.
And the even funnier part was when they were cold weather training in the freezer.
and he snaps off a piece of Sanka's hair.
Yeah. And really fast, because we got to wrap this segment up. When we come back, we're going to get further into it. We're going to talk a little free agency. Then we're going to pick from that bracket and keep on going. But barbecues at Bobby Boucher's house.
I'm going to pass on that. It's kick ass, but I'm not eating anything that Mrs. Boucher cooks up. So jackass.
I'm going to say kick ass. It's rare. It's something that you haven't tried before. Get a little sense of adventure. When you go to another country, another place you haven't been, eat like the locals do. I say kick ass.
Kick ass. Expand your horizons.
I'm going to say kick ass mainly because it would teach me survival in the case of an apocalypse or Armageddon.
I love it. I'm kick ass too. What's for dessert? Squirrel. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, brought to you by Bud Light. We'll be back for our next segment right after this. Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, brought to you by Bud Light. Yeah, that's a little Varsity Blues tribute coming in right there. That'll be up here soon enough. I'm not sure who has that in their regional, but let's do this, you guys. Before we get into Eagles, let's make some picks on this real fast. I think this is a good time since we're hot on the topic. So there could be some upsets here, and we're going to go around the room just like we are here. Sack, Diaz, Sam. Well, Sam, you hang out of this unless we have a tiebreaker, and then you just come in and break that.
Got it.
Let's not take a whole lot of time here. So we're going number one, the number one seed, Field of Dreams, against 16 seed Radio. I already know where everybody's going with that. We say Field of Dreams and move on?
Move on.
Correct. Radio stands no chance.
This is an interesting one. I know where everybody's going to go because it's Philly, but number eight versus number nine, Invincible versus Friday Night Lights. Not even close for you, Sack, huh?
Friday Night Lights all day, every day. I love that movie. Invincible stands no chance.
Yeah, I got some questions for the selection committee putting Friday Night Lights as an eight seed, but I'm going Friday Night Lights as well.
Interesting. Tank?
Friday Night Lights. If you want to win, put Booby in.
I'm sorry. I was going with Invincible there. I hate Friday Night Lights. I can't stand the movie.
Did you play high school football?
No.
So I
played high school in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
I was in the hospital for almost 5 weeks and 9 months learning how to walk again my last year of high school. So
that's right. You were so fast you ran out of your shins, right?
That's it.
So you were Forrest Gump. You had the braces on your legs.
Remember, wow. remember this. Now that I have the sound figured out, it's back.
Because the good news is you're fired.
It's been a while. Yeah. I beat you, Diaz. I beat you today. Good job, man.
All right, here it comes. The 5 versus 12. At number 5, A League of Their Own versus number 12, Happy Gilmore.
This is tough. This is real tough. I gotta go Happy Gilmore. It's so entertaining. It's hilarious. I watch it every time it's on. Happy Gilmore and a 12-5 upset.
This is BS. A 12 seed? What are they, like Drexel, the CAA champs? Happy Gilmore? That's ridiculous. The selection committee should be ashamed. We argue about these same things every year. But that being said, A League of Their Own, man, is so good. I mean, it's not as funny, but it's funny. And it's a story you didn't know about before with the lovely ladies of American baseball. I'm going to have to go A League of Their Own as much as I love Happy Gilmore.
Interesting. Tank.
I got Happy Gilmore.
I got Happy Gilmore, too. No need for a tiebreaker there. But
the price is wrong, bitch.
Just in case you wanted to hear it one more time, everybody.
Was he talking to Diaz there?
Yeah.
Look at this. Sack gets a new show, and he's busting everyone's stones out here. What the hell's going on?
That's it. You didn't think his britches were going to get too big right now? Come on.
I guess somebody's jealous of his new show.
All right. Number 4, Remember the Titans against The Newest Longest Yard with Adam Sandler.
Love The Newest Longest Yard. It's hilarious. It's a lot of fun. But Remember the Titans is one of my favorites. I got to go with the 4.
Got it. Yes.
From what I understand, Remember the Titans took a lot of historical liberties for how it really went. I'm going to have to go Longest Yard just for telling a false story to make it more Disney.
Yeah, interesting.
I'm going to Longest Yard too because my high school we were ass kickers too, and we they never wrote a movie about us.
Super Sam Brady, we're going to need you here because I'm going Remember the Titans. What do you got?
So I love The Longest Yard, but not the new one. So I'm going to go Remember the Titans.
Got it. Remember the Titans. There we go. Titans move on, baby. Titans move on. Number 6 versus 11. Another interesting one. The original Bad News Bears against the Water Boy.
He spit in the cooler. Water Boy.
Diaz.
I think I saw the Water Boy like on a date in high school or something like that. And it was, yeah. So I loved Bad News Bears being when I was a kid growing up, thought it was funny, but I'm going to have to go Water Boy. That brings back good memories.
All right.
Wait a minute. Do you have a date, Diaz?
Oh, come on.
Do you have the ticket stub still? I'm just saying.
You don't see that hanging up behind his bourbon bottle?
I'll put them up.
I'm gonna go with Waterboy too. I love the Bad News Bears, but it's nothing like a Coach Klein.
Yep, Waterboy it is. Waterboy it is. Wait, I think I had a clip for that. Do I have a clip for that?
I'm gonna have this book.
You always have a clip for that.
I don't have a clip for that. Damn it. Okay, moving on.
If you don't hand me that book, it's gonna get mighty physical around
here. This is a tough one because a lot of the movies that I tried to select were kind of funny or feel good movies. And Million Dollar Baby is just not that feel-good movie. I mean, it's an excellent movie at number 3 in my regional against Cool Runnings. Zach, what do you think?
Some people say they can't believe I've never seen Million Dollar Baby, so Cool Runnings, Diaz.
I'm gonna agree with Zach and what you said too, Quimby. A lot of times these movies, sports movies, like Million Dollar Baby's Oscar bait. That's what it was, and right. it's a good story, and all the actors are great in it. But you know, Cool Runnings is just fun. Like it's shorter too. You put it on, you have a good time. It's all Disney up. So let's stick with Cool Runnings.
Yeah, I was gonna stick with Cool Runnings mainly because I felt like you gave some of the upper echelon of the rankings because they were Oscar nominated or they won Oscars versus
considered overall better movies. That's what they're considering.
The selection committee is going to have a lot of answers.
Yes, you guys have a lot to answer
our questions here.
I don't need to say Million Dollar Baby. because we already won, or you guys already won 3-1. So, cool runnings. Moves on. In the first 14 versus 3 seed upset. All right. Number 7 versus number 10. Two excellent movies in there, right? Rocky IV versus Coach Carter.
Zach, I enjoy Coach Carter. It's one of my favorite movies when Samuel L. Jackson comes on. But for the soundtrack purposes only, there's too much gold that came out of Rocky IV. Rocky IV, and he ended the Cold War. Diaz.
Yeah, Rocky ends the Cold War. He gets a 10 seed. Everything that Zach said, the soundtrack,
the 7 seed. Look at your bracket.
Oh, I just printed out my own. That's good. Still, 7 seed. He ended the Cold War. Don't forget the workout montage. Also very good in Rocky IV.
Guy, sorry.
Throwing the damn towel. Oh, sorry. living in America.
Hey! Hey!
My favorite, this is one of my favorite movies to watch of all the Rocky movies between that one and the one with Mr. T.
Rocky 3, baby. Yeah, that's in there, too. Don't worry.
Those are my favorite, dude.
All the first four of them are in this bracketology. I just had to put them in separate regionals. So, all right, easy enough. Rocky 4 moves on. And finally, The Natural, Robert Redford versus Vision Quest and Matthew Modine. Zach, what do you got?
The Natural wins this one solely because it's baseball and I haven't seen Vision Quest. The Natural.
Yeah, Vision Quest is about bike riding, right?
Vision Quest is about wrestling, I think.
No, Vision Quest is about cycling.
Cycling, you're right. Cycling,
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'll take The Natural. I think we lost Sam, but that's okay.
No, I'm here. I can hear you.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. I'm gonna take The Natural. You can't. Matthew Modine, Robert Redford, come on, man.
I got you. All right, so there it is. Field of Dreams, Friday Night Lights, Happy Gilmore, Remember the Titans, The Waterboy, Cool Runnings, Rocky IV, and The Natural are all moving on to the round of 32. Diaz, I understand you want to talk a little bit of free agency, and I know Tank does as well. So floor is yours, baby.
Well, the new league year starts, what, in a week? Less than a week, 4 days. You know, we're seeing a whole lot of movement, or not really movement, players getting released or not getting franchised. So, you know, it seems like there's no rhyme or reason, but I just talking about wide receivers here. And first off, let's also put the caveat in that I don't think the Eagles are going to sign anybody of note. Just because of the cap situation they are in and they're starting over basically. You never know, I guess, but I think it's strange here that some players like Kenny Golladay, how did he not get tagged from Detroit? What's you always start to think like, why not? Zach, why wouldn't he get tagged? Players like Chris Godwin, Allen Robinson, obviously they get tagged.
I think Kenny Golladay didn't suit up for like the last 14 weeks of the season with a hip injury. I think they were leery of that. And I also think that he knew he was going to become a free agent. So he didn't want to jeopardize him getting a bigger contract and more money. So he decided he made a business decision and decided not to come back. So if I'm the Lions, I'm not franchising him either.
Real fast, I was right. Vision Quest is a wrestling movie.
Oh, okay.
Screw you guys.
He was right. He looked that up. Right.
No, Sean Henderson reminded us.
Oh, okay.
Well, I wouldn't trust too much coming out of that dude's mouth. I don't know what's going on. Happy birthday, Sean.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Sean. To piggyback off of what you two guys said, I think the way the salary cap is that we're going to have some like 1 year, not kind of mercenaries, but guys that they actually know they'll take 1 or 2 year deals, but that salary cap friendly, especially for this year. And I think one of you guys sent the email about putting the camera in Howie's office to see him getting out of the salary cap and see him sweating to get out of the salary cap because they put it out as it's $182.5 million in the salary cap. And I think a lot of guys are restructuring their number. But to what you guys said about the people that are on my wish list is that we've been talking on the Get Tagged Happy Hour about shoring up the middle of the defense so that when we need a play to stop, when we need to stop an opposing team, we need a middle linebacker and a safety. Now, there's a linebacker that they're not going to be able to sign for the Buffalo Bills. named Matt Milano.
Yes, I have the list here. I wanted to ask you which of these top 10 guys you're looking at. I mean, KJ Wright, Eric Wilson, Alex Anzalone, like any of these guys. Like, they're going to be, you know, with that big hole that Quimby's love, Nate Jerry, that left the nest here. You all right, Quimby, by the way, down there? You're right?
Ideas. Apparently, they were surprised that they didn't franchise Nate Jerry.
Get out of here. Quimby might have been, yeah.
Trust me, it was on Twitter. I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, Twitter. Twitter's the Mos Eisley of the online world. It's scum and villainy all over the place. I wouldn't believe anything there. Knowing that the Eagles don't believe, and I know that we have different feelings, but the Eagles think that, you know, linebacker is not a position of a premium position, so to speak. Is there any guys here, like you said, Hollis, that we could get a one-year deal on, or is it just going to be, are they going after Micah Parsons, please, God? I mean, that would be awesome. You know, what are they going to do? They're just going to have, who is it, Jannard Avery play?
Well, this is what I will tell you. I think they're going to get somebody in here, and it's going to be somebody that knows some of the defensive coaching staff.
Ah, okay.
And you also got to look at Xavier Rhodes, who got released in Minnesota, but flourished last year under the same defensive coordinator. Our defense coordinator was the defensive back coach. And so you also have to look at this kid, Danico Autry, who's a defensive end. He's a good playmaker. He makes plays. And there's also Justin Houston. Those are the type of guys that those lower tier guys, but they're workmen and they're professionals to get the message around, but to get a winning team on the field, a defense that's going to stop somebody sometime.
Zach, what do you got?
I want some guys that are cheap. They're going to be on 1 year deals, prove it deals. You know, that way you can see when you finally have some money coming off the books next year, and you want to extend them, you have an opportunity to do so. But in my opinion, I want as many draft picks as possible. I don't care if you need to trade back from six and collect a couple more. The more draft picks you have, the more team control, the cheaper cap hit, the rookies, guys that you can build with, but you have to nail those picks. The next couple years, I don't want to do a lot of free agent splashes. I want them to actually hit on their picks in the draft this year and next year. Tank, I see you got something.
Well, yeah, I think also we got two compensatory picks the other day.
Compensatory.
Yeah, sorry, that's a large word for me there. But we got a couple of extra picks. But when you look at the way things are going, I feel like we could catch some of the younger guys coming off of contracts where they had success with these coaches under 1 year deals wherever they were.
I'm with all you guys on everything. We need a couple of those role players in here right now, and hopefully those guys that can teach the defense to the younger guys. But they also have to draft some younger guys to teach. Mm-hmm. There's the big point of the story here. But, all right, let's do this. We're going to take our next break here. When we come back, it's time for the Tank Regional. We're going to call that the Midwest Regional, since my man Tank is from the Midwest.
Yes.
Midwest Regional with Tank coming up on Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, brought to you by Bud Light. 3 minutes, everybody, and we'll be right back. All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, brought to you by Bud Light. We're in the middle of our March Movie Madness Tournament. We just got through the South, the East Regional. That was the Quimby Regional. Now we're going on to the Tank, the Midwest Regional, the Tank Regional. Brother Tank.
Yes.
I think you have 16 movies for us. Why don't you give us the seeding and who's going up against who, please.
Got you covered here. The very first seed is the Raging Bull is going to get up against number 16, the Cutting Edge. There you have.
That's an interesting one, by the way. All right, Raging Bull. All right, because first of all, De Niro gained 60 pounds.
Damn.
For his role in that Martin Scorsese film. As a matter of fact, he holds the record with one other person for gaining the most weight for a movie role.
Who's the other person?
Will Smith.
No.
Will Smith only gained 35.
No. It was
Bell?
Another 60 pounds gained by, is that a jelly donut in your Foot Locker private pile?
Oh, private pile.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Vincent D'Onofrio also gained 60 pounds for his role in Full Metal Jacket. And Raging Bull is an interesting one because that is one of the greatest movies and sports movies out there. However, it's not a feel-good movie. You know, it's if you want to go out and kick somebody's ass, that's the movie you watch before you go out. And only Martin Scorsese can deliver that kind of a movie, but it's not really a feel good movie, but still definitely a number one seed. Sorry to interrupt you there, Ted.
No worries. Number eight, Tin Cup versus number nine, Eight Men Out.
Interesting.
Yeah. Number five, Miracle versus number 12, We Are Marshall. That was interesting.
Why don't we take a quick second here?
Okay.
Because Miracle. All right. You guys, if you want feel good, it's not Raging Bull. If you want something other than that, something feel good, here you go.
Great moments are born from great opportunity. And that's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight. One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9. But not this game. Not tonight. Tonight, we skate with them. Tonight, we stay with them. And we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team in the world. You were born to be hockey players. Every one of you. And you were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
And if that doesn't get you amped up, nothing will. Because remember what Miracle and what that movie represented.
Yep.
That represented the one and single most prominent moment in United States sports history where everyone figured out how to get behind one team. This wasn't America's team, which everybody hates unless you live in Dallas. This was the one time where everybody could get around or get behind. It is simply an amazing, amazing movie. But Tank, please keep going. Sorry.
No,
I'm
worries.
Off my soap dish right now.
No worries.
Zach's crying over there.
Yeah, he's blubbering. number four seed Major League versus number 13 Days of Thunder. Number six, He Got Game versus The Rookie. Number three, Slapshot versus Blue Chips. Number seven, Jerry Maguire versus Kingpin. Number two seed, Rocky versus number 15, Seabiscuit.
Now, Seabiscuit was a stretch, Bob.
Yeah, it was. And one of our esteemed colleagues that are watching this, they asked me why was the program on my list, the movie program.
Program, why is it on your list?
It's on my list. I have it, and I got it covered in multiple ways, so we're good.
This is one of my favorites. Now I'd like to give you guys my kick-ass or jackass.
Nice.
We're going to go around the room. We're going to start with gaining 60 pounds for a Martin Scorsese flick. We're going to start with Q.
Love it. Absolutely worthy.
You gained 60 pounds?
I could crap 60 pounds if I wanted to. Just give me till the next morning. Kick ass.
DS.
Kick-Ass for sure. That's an instant Oscar win. Scorsese, weight gain, Kick-Ass.
I would love to donate 60 pounds to whoever wants to take it for their next role. So if anybody is interested, please inquire within, and you could take 60 pounds off of me. But that's Kick-Ass for doing it for a movie role. It's awesome.
No, not my second Kick-Ass.
Yeah, did you get Diaz?
Yeah,
Quimby, welcome to the show.
Right, we were trying to figure out.
Number two, Roy McElroy. Going for it every time.
Roy McElroy going for it every time. I can make that shot. Then do it. Quit effing around. Kick ass.
Diaz, what you got for me?
I'm going to say Jackass because this is one that I'm not familiar with. I don't know the quote. I'm sorry. I'm the Jackass.
I'm leaning on the two of you for this. I'm going to say Kick ass because you guys make it sound funny.
At the end of the movie, when he's trying to win the U.S. Open, he puts the first ball or his second ball in the water. It's a three wood over a pond, and he thinks it has it and rolls over into the water, and then he takes five more subsequent shots, four of which go in the water, and the fifth finally goes in the hole while everybody's watching him completely lose his mind on the final hole of the final round of the U.S. Open. It's great.
At number three, the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team.
Again, Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass.
Nah, I wasn't alive for it, but it's one of those things that my dad speaks upon it all the time. It's a national treasure, that team in Lake Placid. Phenomenal. Kick-Ass.
Number four,
Joe Boo needs a refill. Kick-Ass.
Diaz, what you got for
me? We're going around this way. Kick-Ass, for sure. Kick-Ass.
I'm a rum guy, and I would love to steal Joe Boo's rum, baby. Kick-Ass.
me and Quimby put this one in here because we thought this was the worst acting. Well, I'm sorry. Anthony Hardaway as Butch McRae.
Anthony Hardaway as Butch McRae. Probably one of the worst acting performances of all time. Jackass.
I'm going to say Kick-Ass because I don't think he was even drafted yet in the league. He was still in he was before the draft. So I'm saying Kick-Ass.
No, it was Jack.
I'm going to call Jackass on myself because I have no idea what movie we're talking about. So
Jackass. Man.
Blue chips, bro.
So I got two of these last. I want to do mine first. So that it's a paying Roy Munson's rent. Kick-Ass or Jackass? Start with Quimby.
Paying Roy Munson's rent. Kick-Ass.
Diaz, quickly.
Kick-Ass.
Hell no. Jackass.
And my final Kick-Ass or Jackass is the Unified Fund.
The Unified Fund, everybody. The Unified Fund.
I'm Ernie McCracken. When I found out little Billy here was growing up without a daddy, I had to do something.
When Big Ern saw our picture in the paper, he called the Unified Fund and got involved.
I had to. I couldn't help myself. But there was there's also a little Jason here. Once again this year, I'll be sponsoring a fatherless family in every city I bowl in.
Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, Mr. McCracken's already there.
Jonathan, we're a fly pattern all the way to the goal line. Jesse! Kentucky! Dino Beach! You're deeper, Jonathan!
It's a tough world. These kids nearly got Munson. But they're back now. Through the Unified Fund, I found out that if you give a little, you can get back a whole lot more.
Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, Mr. McCracken's already here. Everybody back with the picks in the Tank Regional at the top of the hour when we come back from break here on Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, brought to you by Bud Light. Back right after this. All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, brought to you by Bud Light. We're still in the Midwest Regional, the Tank Regional, and we're going to make our picks right now, and then we're going to get into some Dak contract talk. We're going to talk about Sack's visit to the Wells Fargo Center this week. And We're going to talk a little Phillies. And then when we get done that, we're going to come back. We're going to look at Diaz's regional, and then we're going to talk some Sixers, and then we're going to look at Sacks regional and end with some Flyers. I think that's a pretty good show right now. So we are at the top of the hour. It's 2 o'clock on the East Coast in Philadelphia, everybody. Tank.
Yep.
Let's do it, man. What do we got? 1 versus 16.
1 versus 16. Raging Bull versus the Cutting Edge. We'll start with you, Quimby.
Easy. Raging Bull. Even though I like Cutting Edge a lot.
I see Raging Bull raging all the way to the finals in this tournament. I'm picking Raging Bull.
Raging Bull, no doubt.
That's 3-1, 3-0.
All right.
Raging Bull.
What do you got next?
Next, I got 10 Cup versus 8 versus 9. 10 Cup versus 8 Men Out.
10 Cup, no doubt.
I'm going to say 8 Men Out.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm going to say 8 Men Out just for the simple fact that I know what the hell it's about. So I'm going to go 8 Men Out.
Damn it, I'm going to say 10 Cup.
Uh-oh, Sam. Sam, we need a tie break.
I was going to go. I can't get what
you're I'm going to go with 10 Cup.
All right, 10 Cup it
get
is.
Get out of here, Sam. No one asked you anyway.
Next one is number 5, Miracle, versus number 12, We Are Marshall. Quimby.
Miracle, no doubt.
We Are Marshall's good, but it's got to be Miracle. That speech, the Miracle on Ice, everyone loves it. It's a total Disney movie. I'm sure Sack is going to say he cried when he watched it, too.
That's a no. Obviously, Miracle. We Are Marshall to me. I understand the concept, the story, but it's such a drag. It's like it's so depressing, the whole movie. Miracle.
Miracle it is. You don't even need your decision.
Okay, good. Okay. I won't go into anything. Number 4 seed, Major League, versus number 13, Days of Thunder. Quimby.
Easy. Joe Boo needs a refill, baby.
Diaz.
Major League all the way, brother.
Are you saying Joe Boo can't hit a curve? Are you saying Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball? Major League.
Let's not turn this into a holy war.
Major League it is. The next is number 6, He Got Game, versus number 11, The Rookie. Quimby.
This is an interesting one for me because I love the movie The Rookie. I think it's fantastic. I think the story is great because it is, you know, obviously Disney'd up, but, you know, this is a true story. 40-year-old guy throwing 98 miles an hour fastballs and making it to the Devil Rays for 2 or 3 years, whatever it was. However, I am a Denzel fan. I think Denzel is not just one of the greatest actors of our time. I think he might be the best actor of our time in just about every role. So I'm going with He Got Game.
I'm backing you up. I'm going He Got Game too. Basketball over baseball always.
The Rookie.
Yeah, it's unanimous. We got He Got Game. Jesus Shuttlesworth there.
All right.
Ray Allen. And we often have to comment, Ray Allen there, no acting experience.
At all.
And that's like the only role he's done. I mean, he was pretty solid in that role.
Yeah. Next is number 3, Slapshot, versus number 14, Blue Chips. What you got? What do you got for me?
Even though Anthony Hardaway's performance is just stellar, it's Slapshot all the way.
Slapshot is a classic. It's funny. It's Canadian. But I'm going Blue Chips. I was all shacked up back then, so I'm saying Blue Chips.
Rolling with Slapshot. Let's go hockey.
Slapshot, baby. I love Slapshot.
Oh, Tank, I was banking on you, man. Help me out.
I watched Slapshot as a kid, man. Number 7, Jerry Maguire, versus number 10, Kingpin.
Jerry Maguire, one of the best overall movies. Too long. Too much love story. Love Cuba Gooding Jr. in it. However, just the comedic performances by Woody Harrelson and
Quaid, one of the Quaids,
and Ernie McCracken,
Bill Murray, and one of the Quaids.
It just phenomenal, and it's a bowling movie. Kingpin.
We're going to say Kingpin. Again, I'm going to challenge the selection committee on this. Jerry Maguire is a romantic comedy movie. It is not a sports movie. That should be stricken from the record. For shame for the selection committee.
Okay. Hold on. Then let's change it right now.
Oh, God.
All right.
Just in case. All right.
It's still going to be Kingpin, but whatever you throw in there.
Then let's throw in Little Giants.
Kingpin.
Because we did get Icebox and the annexation of Puerto Rico out of that. Thank you, Russ Taylor.
I'm going to stick with my first choice of Kingpin.
Diaz, you had me never at hello.
Kingpin. Well done there. Well done.
Kingpin, and I'm not paying Roy Munson's rent.
Hey, Zach, you complete me.
Hey, I moved on from you. I'm on the Murph.
Oh man, what a heartbreaker!
Ooh, is this scorn to love at its finest? So the last and final one is number two: Rocky versus Seabiscuit.
Nah, easy.
Rocky. Seabiscuit, yes.
Rocky.
Yeah, I'll take the Italian stallion over the original horse, and Diaz is a horse's ass any day of the week. Rocky, baby.
Rocky,
it is. Yes. Rocky, it is.
Win, Rock.
All right, win, Rock. Win. All right, what are we waiting for? Let's talk a little Phillies.
Well, yeah.
How about that? All right, nice work, Tank. Good regional, my man. Yeah. So, I like great regional. Kick-ass or jackass, by the way.
Well, we thought those up together. That was pretty cool.
That's good.
It's great when you have company. Yeah.
Good stuff. Zach, you want to talk some Phillies? Let's talk some Mickey Moniak. Let's talk a little competition in center field right now. What do we got?
Well, the competition in center field now is starting to come together. Adam Haseley's now out for the next 4 weeks with a groin injury. Sounds like a night at your house, Quimby, on the regular, a groin injury. Odubel Herrera is playing well. However, I still don't want him to make the team. I hope they do find a trade partner for him, or they get to the end here and they figure out, hey, he's better off not being here, because I don't think the reaction from the fan base is going to help him very much. Roman Quinn has been playing okay. He's not been playing spectacular enough, but I think it's enough to where when Adam Haseley comes back. And then Mickey Moniak is starting to play himself into it a little bit here. He's hit a few home runs, triple, double. He's playing well. Maybe he's starting to grow a little bit into his body now. You know, the kid was drafted as a ragtag 17, 18-year-old. And people tend to forget, man, this kid is only, 22, 23 years old right now. So hopefully he can continue to shine. I think he's going to start the season out in AAA. But at some point this season, because there's not a lot of outfield depth on this roster, which worries me with McCutcheon being 34 and Bryce Harper with his back, despite being 28 years old, I don't think that there's a lot of depth in the minor league system. Mickey Moniak could be up here before the All-Star break at some point if a bat is needed to take a place in the corner, or if the center field position isn't living up to expectations, which there isn't a lot right now for the guys that are contending for the job. But Mickey Moniak, if he goes down there and he starts lighting up AAA, we should see him at some point, like I said, before the All-Star break, which I'm excited for. They need an infusion of youth on this team, and if that's the place that they can find it, with putting Moniak out in center field, I'm all for it.
Ooh. What do you think about the bullpen?
I like the bullpen, about how it's shaping together. And they have guys in the back end of this bullpen right now that they have not had ever. They have guys that can hit 97, 98, 100 with ease. Jose Alvarado, I'm excited for this guy. He's had closing experience. He's coming from the left side. This guy throws frisbees at the plate. It's unbelievable what he can do. Hopefully he can stay healthy. He said that he came into camp this year in better shape. I'm excited about the eighth inning now, because Hector Neris can finally settle into that role in the eighth inning. That's where he pitches the best in his career. And Archie Bradley pitching in the ninth inning. This guy is, he's all about Philadelphia. He's pitching other places that haven't been as baseball crazy, sports crazy like Philadelphia. Can you imagine this guy amped up in the ninth inning, throwing darts at the plate? I'm excited to see what he can do in the ninth inning too. And then you got some other guys out there as well. Kinsler, Coonrod. You got a couple kids like Connor Brogdon and Jojo Romero. This bullpen, Joe Girardi is a bullpen guy, and he has way more options this year than he had last year. Plethora of options.
Nice. I like the Phillies update. Sam, give us a time check right now. We need
10
to know
minutes. You're 10 minutes.
Excellent. That's plenty of time. Diaz, what do you got?
I think we're bearing the lead right here. We had we're in Philly segment right now. We're excited here. We're about halfway through roughly spring training, but there was a big announcement in the Green Legion radio family here that I'm sure everyone is aware of, and it's checking in, is Baseball Brunch with Murph and Sack is kicking off in a couple weeks, March 28th. It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. every day. Sack, I think you are, you're perfect for this. We had Murph on. Is that supposed to be audience clapping, I guess?
Yes, yes.
Not your best clip, but that's...
As opposed to whenever you talk.
So you're just waiting to play that all show, right? You got into an hour and 20 minutes. All right. Yep. But it's great. Like, we had Murph on the show, and listen, that guy's the nicest guy, but he knows the Phils. He's been around them for a decade plus. I don't even know, 20 years. I think you're going to be great with it, but... you know, we say you're going to talk Phillies. Zach, can you just talk a little bit, expand about what you see the show being? I check in, you know, I got my coffee or my mimosa in on Sunday morning. And what do we expect from you guys? You guys around the league, Phillies, that game's action, what's up?
No, we're going to cover everything. We're going to be a strictly Phillies show, but we're also going to do a round the league segment. I told Murph when we FaceTime a couple weeks ago, I want to make this like Intentional Talk, which is a great show. If anybody ever watches on MLB Network, I'm excited about that. Me and Murph, we've been texting. We've been exchanging texts. This has been a big week as far as everything's gone. I mean, I had a spot. I had made a hit with Mark Frazetta on Sunday night. The announcement came across on Tuesday on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler with John Janney and Slash. I got to make a hit yesterday on Wednesday with Sean Brace on the Daily Ticket. He's 3-6 Monday through Friday. Me and Murph are beyond ecstatic about this show. 11-12 every Sunday. Please check us out. Baseball Brunch. You will not be disappointed because our love for the game far exceeds most other people that want to say that they care about baseball. But in that hour, I feel it's not going to be enough, but we will get everything in. And from kids to old people, you will love listening to us. And I can't wait to bring it to the airwaves every Sunday, starting March 28th and all of during baseball season.
And Zach, for politically correctness these days, that would be the experienced people. That would be the experienced people.
Experience, the fine wine age.
Diaz, let's talk about your regional, baby. It's time to shine.
All right, baby. We got the Diaz Nation Regional. By the way, speaking of,
I did not put that on your title, man.
No, from what I understand, my Secretary of Defense is drawing up articles of war versus one Fox Sports The Gambler's John Jansen for some unseemly comments towards me when announcing Sack's show this week. I hear you. I see it with your hat, and we'll have our revenge here, but. We're going to start off here in the Diaz Regional, the one seed versus 16. We've got Hoosiers versus Cinderella Man.
Easy one. Keep going.
All right.
We haven't made picks yet, but just
go. You want me to go run through? Okay. Number 8 seed, the program versus number 9 seed, the replacements. We always got the deadly 12 versus 5. The 5 seed is the Sandlot, 12 seed above the rim. Our 4 seed is the Wrestler with Mickey Rourke and Marissa Tomei and Evan Rachel Wood. And number 13, Invictus with your boy Matt Damon. Number 6, The Blind Side. Excuse me. Number 11, versus the 11 seed, Mystery Alaska. Number 3 seed, The Hustler versus number 14 seed, Any Given Sunday. Again, the selection committee, a lot of questions here. Any Given Sunday as a 14th seed. I hear you, fans. I'm with you, but that's just how it came out. We're going to have to get to the bottom of this. It's a
terrible movie.
Okay. Number 7, White Man Can't Jump versus the 10th seed, Rocky 2. Again, a tough matchup here. Selection committee, we're looking at you. Number 2, the 2 seed, Bull Durham versus the 15th seed. Another sly one. Over the Top.
Over the Top. Greatest arm wrestling movie ever, and I don't know if there was another one.
I don't know. It was great. Do you remember playing, well, Zach, you know, this is for the old people here. I'm semi-old. Quimby is old. Experience. Do you remember the over-the-top arcade game? You arm wrestled like...
I remember that.
Remember you had to put your arm wrestled like the robot?
Yep.
All right, let's start off with the 1 versus 16. Hoosiers versus Cinderella Man. What do we got? We'll start with Tan. We'll go Tan, Quimby, Sack.
I thought we were doing Kick Ass or Jackass.
Yeah, Kick Ass or Jackass.
We'll start with Kick Ass, Jackass first. all right, so Kick Ass or Jackass, hanging with the Eastern State University Timberwolves players on the highway. Kick Ass or Jackass?
Jackass.
Kick Ass.
What movie is this from?
This is from the program, Zach.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm a jackass for not seeing it, so Jackass.
I'm gonna have to say Kick Ass. We're gonna have to get Sam back in here.
Well, that's not a tiebreaker that we need right now.
Okay, all right.
I really need Sam to tiebreak the movie selections.
Okay, yes. Well, and Sack probably didn't even see this because the cancel culture has deleted that scene. Okay, this quote being the one of the top three most quoted lines in sports movie history ever. You're killing me, Smalls. Kick ass or jackass?
Kick ass. You're killing me, Smalls.
I don't plan a real diamond porter. I'm good enough to lick the dirt off our cleats. Watch it, jerk. Shut up, idiot. Moron. Scab eater. Butt sniffer. Puss licker. Fart smeller. You eat dog crap for breakfast, geek. You mixed your weeds with your mama's toe jam.
Yeah!
You bob for apples in the toilet, and you like it. You play ball like a girl.
Kick ass. You're killing me, Smalls.
Kick ass, 100%. Okay, that's obviously kick ass. This is a two-parter from White Man Can't Jump. Rosie Perez's topless scene.
Oh,
kick ass. I've seen her twice topless, kick ass both times.
I'm a fan of natural. Hell yeah, kick ass.
Daddy likes. Kick ass. The part two of the question, Rosie Perez's accent in White Man Can't Jump.
I'm still gonna say kick ass. I can't have the nice upstairs stuff that's going on without that accent too.
I can stuff a sock in her mouth.
Awful. Oh my God. Wow. Kick ass. I love a good accent.
Oh, Billy.
I'm going to say jackass. That killed it for me. My last one here. How about this one? You say it was a terrible movie. From Any Given Sunday, The Game of Inches speech by Al Pacino. Kick ass or jackass, Tank?
It was kind of jackass. One of my favorite lines in the movie was, "Bitch, don't let my success go to your head," by Steamy Willie Beeman.
There's not a single part of that movie that I like, to be honest with you. It has never held my attention. I get it. It's a football movie. I love Al Pacino. Love Jamie Foxx. It just never held me. Never had Cameron Diaz. It never kept my interest.
It makes sense. You don't know a whole lot about football, so I get how you wouldn't enjoy that movie. Zach, what do you got?
I'm with Quimby. I think that movie's overrated, so jackass.
All of you are jackasses. That was a kick-ass scene. That's it for my kick-ass or jackass.
How much time do we have before this segment's over?
We got 2 minutes. We can go through this quick, right?
Let's do it. Let's get it through.
Okay. The one seed versus 16 seed, we're all doing Hoosiers, right? Hoosiers moves on.
We are.
Yes, we are, sir.
Okay. Number 8, The Program versus number 9 seed, The Replacements. Who do you got?
I got The Program. You lead me on.
I got The Replacements. And this is why. Sorry.
We got 2 minutes left here.
Don't worry. We can go over.
We have false start on the offense on number 72, 75, 77, The Replacements.
Oh, man, definitely going to need Sam. I'm going The Program. Come on in, Sam.
I know where Sam's going with it already.
Replacements, replacements, replacements.
Why did I even bring her in on this one? Okay, the 5 seed versus the 12 seed. 5 seed, The Sandlot versus 12 seed, Above the Rim. Tank, what do you got?
I got Sandlot.
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 Sandlot. All right. Number 4 seed, The Wrestler versus number 13, Invictus.
The Wrestler.
Most people don't know Invictus. It's a fantastic movie. It's about apartheid as well as, the abolishment of apartheid and a country finally mending its racial tension through sports. It's an excellent movie, but I still have to go with The Wrestler.
Invictus. It's about soccer, so I'll take it.
It's about rugby, but we're going to say The Wrestler moves on. Number 6 seed, The Blind Side versus number 11 seed, Mystery Alaska. What do you got, Tank?
Mystery Alaska.
Really?
Woo!
Blindside. It was too over.
What do you got, Zach?
Blindside's too Mickey Mouse for me. Mystery Alaska.
Ooh, I'm going to say Blindside. We're going to have to go to Sam on this one.
Mystery Alaska.
Whoa! Yes. You know what? I'm going to win this thing because she's going against me like she went against Tom Brady and he won the Super Bowl. I'm going to be the champion of the stupid tournament. I don't even know why we're even bringing her in here. Okay, the third seed, the Hustler, versus number 14 seed, Any Given Sunday. What do you got, Tank?
They got Any Given Sunday. You don't have Tom Brady hair.
The Hustler.
The Hustler. I'm going The Hustler. The Hustler moves on. Number 7 seed, White Man Can't Jump, versus number 10, Rocky II.
White Man Can't Jump.
White Man Can't Jump.
Oh, man, shut your anorexic, malnutrition, tapeworm having overdose Dick Gregory Bahamian diet drinking ass up. Leave me alone.
I'm going to go White Man Can't Jump, too.
White Man Can't Jump. The last game here in this round, number 2 seed, Bull Durham versus 15, Over the Top.
I'm going with Bull Durham.
Bull Durham. You told him I was throwing the curveball, didn't you? Yep.
Bull Durham.
Bull Durham all around. Quimby, take us out.
All right, you guys. We will be back on Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, brought to you by Bud Light, with more movie March Madness, some Flyers, and some Sixers. We'll be back right after this.
Going on out there? Looks like a convention. Pretty soon they're going to call the roll.
Get your ass out there and check it out.
Excuse me, what the hell's going on out here?
Well, Hook's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live rooster? We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present. Is that about right?
That's right.
We're dealing with a lot of
camel sticks always make a nice gift, and maybe you can find out where she's registered, maybe a place setting or maybe a silverware package. Okay, let's get to it.
Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, brought to you by Bud Light. We are back for our second to last segment, and we got through that one pretty quick. So, you know what? Let's let Diaz run with this a little bit more and tell us about the second half of the Sixers season and what we might be able to expect. What do you got, brother?
Well, I think everyone's, what are we looking forward to? It's a tough schedule. It's a tough schedule for everyone in the league, not just the Sixers. So it's not like it's only us. Woe is me. But I think what I'm most excited for is to see what kind of additions or changes that Daryl Morey makes to the roster before the March 25th deadline. He said when the season started, I think Daryl Morey came on, Zach, tell me if I'm wrong. Anyway, tell me if I'm like 3 weeks before the season was supposed to start. So it's not like he was, the season ended in October and it started in December. No one had a whole lot of time, but especially the Sixers. Made a couple nice trades there to get rid of Horford and Richardson, bringing in Curry and Danny Green. But at the time, still said at the beginning of the season, this roster is not complete. This is not what we expect to have going into the playoffs. We're going to let it play out a little bit, see what we got, see what we're good at, see what we're not good at, and make adjustments before the trade deadline. So we're at that point now. We're in a pretty good position for being an incomplete team, and we have obvious holes. So I'm excited to see what we come in here. Bad news is today, we'll see how much truth there is to this, but the reports came out that Kyle Lowry will not be on the move out of Toronto. He was the guy that I wanted, fit a bunch of different holes that the Sixers have on the squad. But there's still some talk. PJ Tucker is being floated out there. It's kind of having a down year, like everybody is in Houston. George Hill, some other guys. Nothing really that's going to provide that big punch from what they need. Zach, what do you got? You got a comment question.
No, I just want to know, because listen, we're trying to figure out now on the backstretch of the schedule here, if we have a shot at the number one seed. What's your worry as far as all these buyout guys like Blake Griffin, who already signed with the Nets? What's your worry and concern that all these guys are going to wind up going to the Nets? Because that's how I'm looking at it. And what's the level of concern in Brooklyn with Kevin Durant and his hamstring injury? Because that's going to say a lot about the rest of the season, in my opinion.
Yeah, this is what you made a good point on Ice to Shorts. I think we even said it here last week that you want the one seed just so you can have Milwaukee and Brooklyn fight it out 2-3. Maybe I'm Negadelphia. I just don't see them holding on to that one seed. To answer your question about the buyout guys, the two ones that I'm most afraid of, is Andre Drummond, who Joel Embiid owns, but Brooklyn has no big man. No defense. DeAndre Jordan's cooked. He's washed. He's nothing. Blake Griffin is washed. He's going to give him a couple minutes off the bench in the playoffs. But the two concerns I have is Andre Drummond being a buyout candidate. And also today it was announced that LaMarcus Aldridge of the Spurs is going to be moving on. They're looking for trade partners, which would be great. Because someone has to give something up for him, even if it's anything. So it just, you know, lowers their own roster. I don't know.
Mr. Drummond, what you talking about?
Now, Joel owns those guys, but still, Brooklyn right now, their offense is amazing, and you know they'll score 145 points. They just give up 141 points. So the fact that we have defense, you know, like they're going to be good. They're going to be tough. I don't see us holding on to the one seed, and this is kind of how it comes back here, and Sack, you're a little more reasonable than some other people.
What are you trying to say?
I'm talking about here. Look at the Sixers' second half schedule here. Now, this is where it's a little different from the rest of the league, is the amount of back-to-backs they got squeezed in here. They have 36 games left. 9 of them, 25% of those games are back-to-backs. Right now, starting on this past Thursday, they have a back-to-back Thursday, Friday, then they play Sunday, then they play Tuesday, Wednesday. They have 5 games in 7 days. And I know that everyone wants to be hard-ass, and this is a little tough and gritty and all that crap, but that just weighs on you.
Why gritty into this, man?
you just get beaten down. I took a look at this before we came on here, and when I say schedule loss, our good friend Jigsaw, the gambler, Jansen, some other people hate when I say a schedule loss, but all it means is like the dudes are just wiped, and they try, and it's just they're wiped out. And we could say how honorable it is and dishonorable that to just give – they're not giving up. They're just tired. I looked at this for the last 3 years, ever since the Sixers first made the playoffs in 2017, and it's not factored out for rosters and injuries and opponents and all that. But just for the sake of it, just to illustrate the point here, the Sixers, with just one night of rest, any amount of rest, they win games 65% of the time. Every game on a back-to-back, the second half of a back-to-back, they win 47% of the time. It doesn't mean they give up. It just means they're not as good. So with 9 games coming out here, I'm at the back-to-backs, no Joel and no Ben on Thursday night. You know, I expect them to go 4-5 in these back-to-backs. Brooklyn's not going to be – they've got too many weapons there to – they're going to be tough. And I think I can handle them we can handle them in the playoffs as currently constructed, as long as they don't get a big guy. But regular season, they're too talented. I think they're going to overcome. I hope I'm wrong. Is that Negadelphia or am I making excuses, Zach?
It was me, but and I'm not going to badger you, but that's what you get your ass in shape for. When everybody's doing the same, it's on the same schedule, and that's what when you as a team you get your ass in shape for that. It's like we have a Sunday night game and a Monday night game. We have a Thursday night game this week. What do you think the other teams are doing too? It's like this is how you build a championship with the team, man. And if they're not as good, that's why you persevere. If it was easy, they'd be handing out participation trophies and letting you play.
Tank, I hear you on that, but the difference between the Nets and the Sixers are the Nets have Kevin Durant and James Harden, multiple MVPs. Kevin Durant is a multiple Finals MVP. You know, we have Embiid and Simmons as our primary guys. They're good players, and I think they can win. I think they could beat the Nets in a series. But if just one of our guys sits, the odds of winning that night's game goes way down versus, you know, Kevin Durant's out. James Harden can win a game on his own. They're just better players than ours. I think we could beat them in a 7-game series. I just don't think that the Sixers are going to end up at the end of the regular season as the number one seed. So we'll check in next week, and hopefully I'm wrong. But you know what? Let's hit up Sacks Regional right now and finish up our Field of 64.
Agreed. Sack, time's yours, baby.
So for the SAC regional.
Wait, hold on. Just so you know, all right, because I'm hearing this from Diaz.
Now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world on HBO pay-per-view, ladies and gentlemen, from Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas, let's get ready to rumble!
Go ahead, Zach.
All right, so my number one seed, Broody, takes on the 16 seed, all the right moves. Number eight, the OG Longest Yard versus number nine, Varsity Blues. Number five is Karate Kid in the dreaded 5-12 matchup against North Dallas 40. The fourth seed, Rounders, against Dodgeball. Number six, Rocky III versus the 11, Love and Basketball.
Oof.
Three, Hoop Dreams versus a personal favorite of mine, 14 seed, the Mighty Ducks. Seven, For the Love of the Game against the 10 seed, Talladega Nights, Shaking Big Baby. And second seed in this bracket is Caddyshack going up against the 15, the Color of Money.
Diaz, quit shaking your head about bracketology and the selection committee. You're more than welcome to do your own next week.
This is ridiculous here. You've got Caddyshack and the Color of Money going up against each other and Karate Kid and North Dallas 40. This is unbelievable. Like, Color of Money shouldn't be a 15 seed here. I don't know who the selection committee was. Unbelievable.
This is a perfect segue for Kick-Ass or Jackass, Diaz. I know, Quimby, we went over some that you wanted to do before the show, but I didn't know we were going to do Kick-Ass or Jackass, so I wrote down my own Kick-Ass or Jackass for my own bracket teams. Number one, Notre Dame football team putting their jerseys on Coach Devine's desk so Rudy could play. Diaz, start it out.
That never happened in real life. Jackass.
Yeah, Jackass. I'm not giving them a scholarship for a walk-on.
Yeah, it never happened in real life. But great for the movie, Kick-Ass.
It was a wonderful moment in the movie, Kick-Ass.
Uh-oh, Sam.
No, it doesn't matter. I don't have to participate in this.
No, you do. You have to break the tie.
There's no tie.
Jackass.
Just during the matchup, not during
Kick-Ass. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Number two, working on a construction site with Patches O'Houlihan. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball, Diaz.
Kick-Ass. That dude knew how to train a dodgeball team, and they went all the way to the finals. Kick-Ass.
Is that necessary? He drinks his own urine because it's cool. But this Jackass, I'm not working on that. Not with Patches and that bag of wrenches.
Kick-Ass.
Okay, I'm going to go with Kick-Ass as well. San, Kick-Ass?
Kick-Ass.
Awesome sauce. Number three, Stop, Drop, and Roll with Ricky Bobby.
Everything Talladega Kick-Ass. Sorry, I'm all tongue-tied. Kick-Ass.
Shake and bake.
It's that Woodford Reserve, bro.
That's shake right, man.
Kick-Ass.
I didn't like this movie, so Jackass.
Get her out of here. She is banned. You're fired.
What was it also? The bag of Lucky Charms that he stuck underneath the car, and he said it was a bag of cocaine.
Yeah. Colombian Bam Bam.
Love it. Kick-Ass, baby. Number four, knowing what we know now, Lance Armstrong's pep talk to Peter LaFleur at the airport bar, knowing that he's an absolute jackass now, Diaz.
Well, the way you phrased it, I've got to go Jackass because Lance Armstrong is so easy. He has the most punchable face. Jackass.
I was going to say, I still would say Kick-Ass just because they're losing the testicle thing. If you lose a testicle, that's even though you're a cheating scumbucket, losing a testicle is worse.
You got to remember, losing a testicle while you sit on a bike seat all the time. Kick-Ass.
They have testicle implants. I'm saying Jackass.
There we go.
Learn from experience, Sam?
Maybe.
All I can say is that we finally found out that Lance Armstrong was completely full of crap. So he's a jackass. Back to you, Q.
All right. You don't have the stuff that we went over?
I mean, if you want to go into them.
It sounds like Quimby has a clip that he really wants to play in your bracket.
And we've got 1 minute left, so everybody go through it.
All right, being friends with Ed Norton in Rounders.
BS. Kick ass.
I'm going to say jackass. I don't like the worm.
Kick ass.
Thank you.
I didn't see it, so I'm going to the next one. Kelly Preston's character and For Love of the Game.
I saw it once a long time ago. I am going to have to say kick ass because Kelly Preston has passed away.
Kick ass.
I there's no rest for the wicked or the dead. Her character was terrible in that movie. It ruined the rest of that movie, which was excellent, the entire baseball element. Sam, so, great.
Did you say kick ass or jackass?
It's going to be a showstopper again. Come on, hurry up.
You just say kick ass.
Jackass.
Another one I didn't see. So, Al Cervic, Rodney Dangerfield, and Caddyshack.
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get laid.
Yep, that was all I wanted to get to.
All right, kick ass, always.
Kick ass.
Kick ass,
absolutely. Back to you, Q.
Everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, brought to you by Bud Light. Back with the SAC regional selections and just a little bit of Flyers to end the show right after this. All right, everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, brought to you by Bud Light. And yes, Tank and I finally have Bud Light here in the Guanacaste region of Costa Rica.
You stumbled up on this.
I don't know how, man. I don't know how. So we are going to get to Sack's bracket. We can call this one the West bracket.
Can we call it the Sack-it?
That's actually funny because I always name my bracket for my bracket challenge every year the Sack Attack It bracket.
Nice. But this will not be the only bracket tournament challenge.
Yes.
Green Legion Radio. Yeah. On Tuesday, Tank and I will also have 64. 64, and he's been trying to guess it. He doesn't know it yet. 64 of your greatest superheroes, baby. 64 superheroes going up against it. And we're looking forward to that. But right now, let's finish this bracket so we can talk a little bit of Flyers. Let's bust through this in, let's say less than 5 minutes, Zach?
Think sure. We can do hey, just remember, Raj said it from Big Bang Theory. Aquaman sucks.
Yes, Aquaman does suck. But they did. Disney did pull, or DC did pull the greatest actor to play Aquaman that they could find just to bring some coolness to the character right now. He is a badass, but let's go.
Cool story, bro. All right, so
let's Sack. Sack is getting sassy. I like sassy Sack. He's I got a show with Murph. I'm going to get all sassy on Green Legion Radio.
I've got 2 weeks come Sunday, man. I can still close this show up, bro.
Did he just sass you?
He did. He just Sack attacked me. I got it.
With the bro? Whoa.
All right, let's do it, baby.
Let's start out with the 1 versus 16, but of course, the number 1 seed Rudy versus the 16. All the right moves. Diaz, let's go.
I'm going to go Rudy, but this is the only round that Rudy might win.
Ouch.
Collis.
I kind of like all right moves better.
Really?
Yeah.
First of all, Leah Thompson is in all the right moves when Thompson was super, super hot. She's still pretty hot. Oh God! What else was she in?
Something to the Future.
Back to the Future. She does make that that she was even in Red Dawn, if you remember that.
Yes, she was.
But still Rudy.
You're trying to tug on my heartstrings here with Lorraine Baines McFly. It ain't happening. This upset is not happening. We are not Virginia, Rudy. The OG Longest Yard as the 8 seed versus Varsity Blues. Diaz.
I don't want your life. Varsity Blues.
I guess the Longest Yard. The first original one was great to me.
Varsity Blues, baby.
I'm going with the original Longest Yard. Sam, tiebreaker.
Longest Yard.
Get her out of here. This is a disgrace. She doesn't even know what she's talking about.
In your face, Diaz.
Diaz, time for you to get another one here. The 5-12 matchup. Karate Kid versus North Dallas 40.
I'm going to wax on, wax off with the Karate Kid.
Well, you are good at that. So, Hollis.
Pain, There's no pain does not exist in this dojo, does it? No, Sensei. Fear does not exist in this dojo, does it?
North Dallas 40 was what Any Given Sunday was trying to be. However, Karate Kid all the way.
Karate Kid sweeps the board. Number four, the four seed Rounders versus the 13 seed Dodgeball. Diaz.
Rounders is great, but Dodgeball, man, Dodgeball.
Remember this, bro. ESPN constantly runs poker programming, so it's a sport at this point.
No, no, I know. I get it. It counts. Like, pool counts. I count it. But this is, again, selection committee doesn't know how to rank these teams, these seeds right here. I'm going to have to go Dodgeball.
Dodgeball it is.
Wow. I'm going Rounders.
Damn, Chuck Norris. I won that tournament.
Dodgeball, baby.
Wow. Oh, 13th over four seed upset. Wow.
What are you worried about, Diaz? What are you worried about? If that's the selection committee screwing it up, everybody took what you thought you wanted.
Oh, it's the committee of one. The committee of one. We're going to have some. We'll get this straight for next season.
Diaz, you have a lot of activity, including Diaz Nation and the bathroom where it's a committee of one. We all know that.
are you saying that Diaz performs one-man shows?
Yep.
Fake news. Fake news. Next game.
Yeah, sock puppet shows there, Hollis. The sixth seed, Rocky III versus Love and Basketball with the 11th seed, Diaz. Oh,
who said sock puppet? All I can think of is American Pie. Better than a tube sock.
I don't like either of these, honestly, but I'll just stick with Rocky III because I love Rocky.
I see both of them. And I got to go with Mr. T. I got to go with Clubber Lang.
Pain. Rocky 3.
Rocky 3 sweeps the board. The 3 seed Hoop Dreams versus the 14, the Mighty Ducks. Diaz.
I love Emilio Estevez, but the Mighty Ducks is just too kiddie for me. Hoop Dreams is good. I'm going to go Hoop Dreams.
I got to go Mighty Ducks. I'm sorry. I love the kids. Mighty Ducks was one of my favorites.
Hoop Dreams is an amazing story. Even though it's a documentary, they were supposed to just follow these guys around for 30 minutes during this documentary. They followed AG and William. Oh my God, this is from 1993.
Yeah, I don't remember their names. I saw it once. It was great. It was real good.
Oh, it's fantastic. And they wound up getting 250 hours of programming out of these two African American kids, aspiring to play in the NBA, that are playing in a predominantly white high school, 90 minutes away from where they live, just so they have an opportunity to get somewhere. It's a phenomenal, one of the best documentaries out there ever. I'm going with Hoop Dreams.
Well, you and Diaz are cake eaters. The Mighty Ducks. Sam.
Mighty Ducks.
Hey, Quibi, don't sweat it. We're going to end up on top on this whole thing. Sam has been wrong. Every time we have picks or bets, Sam has been wrong on a weekly basis going back to, like, October.
Hold on. Don't worry. I'll take care of this real quick. Sam, after the show, I need you to hang around. We have to have a discussion.
it sounds like HR is going to have to
be there. Yeah, HR's got to be there, too. There needs to be three people in that room.
For the 7-10 matchup, for Love of the Game versus Talladega Nights.
Talladega Nights all the way. These guys are going deep into this regional.
Talladega Nights, please be 18.
I'm sorry. The baseball entity of For Love of the Game is phenomenal. Every inning during a no-hitter for an aging player that's about to be traded or needs to retire. And it's Kevin Costner, who has athletic ability, who actually looked like a Jamie Moyer pitching. I'm going with For Love of the Game.
That's wonderful. Talladega Nights for the W. And then we have the 2 seed Caddyshack versus 15 seed The Color of Money. Diaz, round it up.
Shut up.
You got to take the Caddyshack. You have to take Caddyshack. Should have been a 1 seed, but The Color of Money is severely disrespected in this seeding. Caddyshack.
Hey, it's in the way that you use it, bro.
Caddyshack, baby. Caddyshack.
Anybody remember that Eric Clapton song?
Nobody likes Eric Clapton.
Caddyshack. All the way.
Caddyshack, absolutely. And back to you, Quimby.
Back to you, Zach. 2 minutes. What's wrong with Carter Hart?
I think right now it's between the ears. It's a big.
He's got a case of the Fultzes.
I don't know if it's that extreme, but right now he's not playing well, and he admitted it the other night. So we have to go now. We have to rely on Brian Elliott, who went from a luxury to now a necessity. So we're gonna have to lean on him. This next week is big. We had the Capitals on Thursday night. Obviously, we're recording on Thursday night, so we'll see how they make out. But they have him again on tonight. Saturday night, and then they have two games on the road against the Rangers, and then they have three straight against the Islanders. Two at their barn, and then back home here. This is a big week and a half here coming up for the Flyers, and we're going to see what they're made of, especially heading into the trade deadline. But I'm going to wrap up my segment right now with you, Quimby. I just want to thank all of the doctors and nurses for all of what they've done, and the researchers to get us a vaccine over the last year to where we had the capability of being at a Flyers game on Sunday night for the first time in a year. I'd like to put my appreciation out there to you. You guys are the real MVPs and the real heroes of this last year, and we found out how much we really didn't need sports as much as we did. Without you, none of this would be possible. So thank you all for all your efforts over the last calendar year.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. And everybody on this team, Green Legion Radio is also the MVPs. We wish Slash was here with us right now.
Right.
We're growing by leaps and bounds. The show with Murph and Sack coming up is a big step in the right direction for us, and we're looking forward to it. There's going to be more. There's going to be more coming. What do you got, Ted?
I something real quick. I just want to take Quimby. I'm taking personal time to thank you because this is your idea. This is Quimby's idea.
Diaz.
Hey-o. Yeah, Skip Diaz. No. When this pandemic first started, I was down the street from this man, and he said, "Let's do the show. So get some people up." And yeah, we did the show like two or three times a week, and all of us. But it was his idea to keep people entertained.
Well, let's keep doing that, man, because we're all good at it. We're getting better at it. We're going to be great at it real soon. So everybody. This is a song we're going out to tribute to Diaz on this one. You guys, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, brought to you by Bud Light. We appreciate you hanging with us on Saturday. More Green Legion Radio shows coming up on the weekend starting in April. We love you guys. We appreciate you. We'll see you next week.